Welcome to our Kati Inspirations. First of all, I want to share with you what it is like to come from the West and all its various experiences to Vrindavan Dham. I can only say three things are happening. One of the first things is you notice I have exited an old world and I have landed in the world of the spirit. It's perhaps something like an astronaut who goes to planet Mars feels when he enters the new atmosphere. It is absolutely different. The second is a experience is totally the opposite. Paradoxically the opposite. It is like you are arriving home. You can feel that here is a place where your deeper aspirations can be fulfilled. And that feels very much like coming in contact with your real self. The third is that as you enter the Holy Dham, you feel that your spiritual aspirations are getting nourishment and becoming higher. There's a wonderful verse about this, a prayer to Vrindavan from the Vrindavan Mahimamrita. It talks about Vrindavan being like a mother full of affection and receiving any one of her children, even if they have done various opposite activities. Here's the verse for you. Shvot sanginyasya balam nidya imam iti duschetam ucheramidya, etc. O Vrindavan, full of unlimited natural affection. O devoted mother, full of mercy, place on your lap your own child who has done naughty activities and has played in the dirt, tolerating his offenses. Clean him as if he is covered by dust and make him drink from your breast the Lord's attractive love and protect him. Yes. Coming to Vrindavan is like homecoming. But we must know that this land will display his full magic only when we are connecting with our deeper aspirations. We can also do this during the month of Kartik. We can base our activities more on our aspirations and less on our fears. Then we will live an aspirational, hopeful life. So let's make a practice from this. Sit down for a moment, connect with that deeper part within you. Who is the pilgrim? Who is the one who journeys, who wants to move on forward and not be satisfied with something less than ideal? And then connect with the aspirations of that self, your spiritual hopes, your desires. And you will see, as you practice your spiritual activities, or just as you are mindful of Krishna this month of Kartik, these aspirations will be fulfilled. These hopes will be recognized and they will be nourished and they will be given their object. Yes, the month of Kartik is very affectionate to all those who do even simple spiritual observances. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.